The story of humanity's fascination with power begins with four key advantages that we have exploited to a far greater degree than any other species on Earth. The ability to make and manipulate tools, which we were able to develop because of our opposable thumbs and big brains. Language, which enabled us to coordinate our behavior over time and space. Social complexity, which makes human societies more cooperative and formidable, though usually at the expense of increased inequality. And our ability to harness energy beyond that which is supplied by food and exerted through muscle. Power chronicles how these advantages have propelled us on a trajectory from hunter-gatherer life in small wandering bands to modern existence in huge cities, surrounded by machines and able to summon highly desirable foods and manufactured goods with a keystroke. At the same time, power inequality, including the power differential between women and men, has tended to grow in human societies, though in fits and starts, and with occasional reversals. In the story of social power, starring roles have been played by three kinds of tools: money, which can best be thought of as quantifiable, storable, and transferable social power, and as a token for the ability to command energy; weapons, which have enabled ever more sophisticated and deadly forms of warfare, while also helping drive cultural evolution; and communication technologies, from writing to social media, which have given some people the ability to influence the minds of many others. Money, weapons, and communication technologies, the key tools of social power, have enabled relatively few human beings to wield extraordinary influence. Today, just a few extremely rich individuals claim as much wealth as the poorer half of humanity, and we find ourselves asking whether such extreme levels of inequality are sustainable. New cross-disciplinary analysis of hundreds of societies from the past 5,000 years offers unprecedented insight into how and why social and economic inequality arises, and the trajectory on which it tends to propel societies. As we'll see, worsening inequality tends to lead to cycles of societal expansion followed by ages of discord. Military power is perhaps the rawest form of social power. We'll trace how it evolved from hand-to-hand combat to the point where a single soldier can obliterate hundreds, even millions of combatants and non-combatants without ever seeing their faces or hearing their anguished cries. In the past century, some of our weapons have become so awesome that our only prospect for collective survival lies in never using them. We'll also see how warfare contributed to the origin of early city-states, with full-time division of labor, the creation of empires, and the modern trend toward economic globalization. The powers to communicate quickly over great distances, to heal injuries and cure diseases, to travel safely and quickly halfway around the world in a day, and to explore other planets, seem benign by comparison. Yet all these powers, whether used to dominate or enable, are connected and follow some of the same basic principles. We'll explore in Chapter 1 how living creatures evolved fascinating and ingenious ways of deriving and exerting power. Power enables not just individual survival, but the production of breathtaking variety and beauty throughout nature. But it is possible to have too much of a good thing. And that, I argue, is the essence of the human predicament in the 21st century. It is also possible, of course, to abuse power, and as we will see, the problem of the abuse of power is often closely related to that of the overaccumulation of power, as historians who study the careers of dictators continually remind us. Indeed, the overaccumulation of power makes the abuse of power increasingly likely.